open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Amazing Race Specialist Kyle and McKenna are back to talk about this episode of The Amazing Race. It was a good, fun watch, I'd say.
I would say so, too. I enjoyed it a lot.
A lot of standing changes the entire time, which was interesting.
Yeah, I do feel like a lot of these teams are equal. A lot of these teams are equal. Like, Han and Holden definitely proved me wrong. I said that they would for sure be out this episode, and they were not. So, man, this Final Four is so competitive.
Yeah, for sure.
Brett and Mark hadn't got lost twice.
Yeah, for sure.
My boys.
I just want to shout out one comment that was left on the episode, on our last episode. Where was season 48 Justin in this episode? If only he was on the season and made it to this challenge, he would have aced
it. He would have killed it.
Pizza challenge. Alrighty. So we open the episode. We know we're going from Naples. They're flying into Germany and then taking the train to France. Mm-hmm. And that they're going to have a head-to-head at some point during the race. Kyle, what are your thoughts on the head-to-head?
I like the head-to-head. I'm just looking now. It's only been done 4 times before this, but it felt like it was done a lot more than that. Because there was a period of time where they did it so much in just a couple of seasons that I was like, okay, I'm kind of done with this. But it's fun to have back, I think, once, and it gives teams a chance to get back into it.
It does, but it also I feel like if Brett and Mark got more lost than they did, then they're dragging another team down with them, essentially. It does give people a chance to catch up, but I'm not a big fan of it. I feel like it screwed some teams over in the Big Brother versus Amazing Race versus Survivor season. And that left a bad taste in my mouth with the head-to-head. So it's not my favorite. They've done this kind of thing in the challenge before where you have to wait for your next opponent. And I just feel like that is impeding your progress on the race and also giving a sort of equalizer.
It does. I'll tell you one thing I actually didn't like about it was that Alyssa and Josiah couldn't use the express pass on it because they were the last team to win. Right. They beat Brett Mark, but they couldn't use their express pass. So it's like now we really do have to wait. We're forced. We're penalized through nothing of our own doing. And I don't really like that there's tasks that they can't use their express pass on, because it's like, how do you know when that's going to come up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this would have been an opportune time to use the express pass, because then they can just skedaddle out of all of this conflict. Before they get to the head-to-head, they have to self-drive to the Council of Europe. Alyssa and Josiah and Brett and Mark get lost here, but Alyssa and Josiah get there just as Jack and Carson are leaving, so they're not too far behind. But because they at least see another team, all the other teams, but Brett and Mark are just once again lost.
We knew it would be their downfall.
Yeah. Then they had to name 4 active countries they raced in that are part of the council. And this was a little tricky because I guess they raced in Germany, but they just landed in it.
Yeah, it's like, does it count if you're in the airport? I never count if I've been somewhere unless I've been outside of the airport.
Right. Well, they
or the train station. I guess. Train station. Yeah. So yeah, that one. That was the challenge right there, was remembering Germany. And we got some guesses like Indonesia, which
for Europe,
for Europe. but everybody got it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Then this is where they get their route info to go to the roadblock, and it's who wants to go head to head. I feel like, I mean, obviously, after seeing seeing the challenge, I feel like both of us could probably do it. Mm-hmm. But I think we still need to count how many each of us are doing.
Still do need because
whoever didn't do pizza would probably do this
one. Yeah. I would say I'd do this one because of my reach.
Oh, your reach would be
longer.
Insane. Yes.
So I'd say I'd do this one, but maybe before next week. I'll go and check. No promises.
Yeah, I do agree that your reach would definitely be better for this, and maybe we would have that forethought, ripping open the clue, seeing who wants to go head to head.
Yeah.
So it's water jousting. They're on this boat that's being paddled on the back of it with this really long jousting pole, and you want to hit them in the chest. And during the instructions, it was basically present your chest to the other player, but that's also how you hit the other player with your pole. So, like, Carson had to, like, rewire himself a little bit because he was like, it's weird that I'm, like, giving them the target, but I also need to do this for my, you know, hitting as well.
Yeah. I thought that this was a cool challenge. It was pretty slow and awkward. Like the boat's just coming really slowly.
Gonna get you. Yeah.
And half the time they didn't even really push them in the water. It was like they both lost balance, and then whoever fell in the water first, the loser. But I think every team, once they lost, they immediately beat the next team. So nobody lost twice.
Yes. So it was Han versus Carson, and then Han won. Then Jonathan pulled the number three, so it was Jonathan versus Carson. Carson then won. Jonathan was having a lot of trouble standing on the boat, so I almost thought Josiah was going to overtake Jonathan. But Jonathan just has a really big reach, like we were talking about. So Jonathan wound up pulling it out, and then Josiah got it over Mark, who also I thought was going to outreach Josiah as well. But I think it's having that one turn on the boat is, I guess, monumental for this challenge.
Yeah, it seemed like
exactly what to do.
Yeah, everybody seemed to get the hang of it. And yeah, the once you got there, you had no chance. Mark and Brett. They lost. They didn't have – there's nothing they could do, you know? They just had to sit there for 10 minutes. And I feel like they've done this head-to-head later in the legs, like right before the pit stop before.
It's like you have to head-to-head to check in.
Yeah, so a 10-minute – well, 10-minute time penalty. I don't ever remember them doing that.
Right. Okay, so then we get the cheese shop info, which is typically a detour, which I was surprised that we actually got a detour in this leg and we didn't get another roadblock, because the cheese shop feels like one side of a detour because they have done this, I mean, identified this food, you know, it's steak.
In another language.
Yeah. It's cheese, it's, you know, vegetable, whatever. So they had to identify 9 cheeses at a nearby restaurant. So they learned at the cheese shop, and then at a nearby restaurant, they uncovered a cloche and had to say what cheese it was. So Han and Holden got there first, and they left in first, which Han knows a little bit of French.
Gotta say, here we go again.
So But the main drama here at the cheese shop is the express pass and whether to use it or not to use it. And it felt weird to me that like they could use it at a root info.
Yeah.
In my head, it could be just in my head. I'm always like an express pass is either for a roadblock or a detour. And that's just like always what I assume. But this is a task that they have to do. And I feel like in recent seasons, they've really bumped up some of these root infos where they actually have to do a task. And it's not just like, you know, run around the clue box three times or like do a jumping jack and then rip open your clue. It's like actually something that's challenging.
Yeah. So I guess this counted, obviously, because they used it. I just wonder what else counts, because sometimes it's like, okay, to get your root in, the root info is you have to go to this place, right? And get the clue. Well, can I use my express pass and say it? Just give me the clue right now, right here. I don't want to travel there. Or it says, you know, travel on foot. Well, I want to use my express pass and travel by taxi. Can I do that? So I don't know exactly what counts as like a task or something like that. I also want to say this shit would be my worst nightmare.
I know. Okay. So, all right. I know you do not like cheese and I'm not all that adventurous with cheese. I'd be fine with like this, a bunch of the solid white cheeses. Anytime you add something to a cheese or it's a little bit mushy, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. Eating.
So
cheese on things is okay, but like just a block of cheese does not sound good to me. And Holden said this thing could kill a horse. Like, no, man, I'm out of there.
And also, like, without seeing the whole cheese, right, it's a little bit of like you have to really look at the inside and the taste to know what it is, because you don't have like the rind or anything like that to go off of, because when they uncloche, it has like part of the mini cheese wheel. So it would be like, for us, it would be definitely like we have to burn these names and the sight of these cheeses into memory for the ones that are a little bit icky.
Yeah, because that's a lot. Even if you like cheese, that's a ton to eat there. I mean, Han and Holden did 11 attempts, so how much were they eating?
That would be a lot of cheese.
It's crazy.
They're gonna have trouble tomorrow. So Han and Holden leave first, Carson and Jack in second, Jonathan and Anna leave third, Alyssa and Josiah leave fourth. But I think Alyssa was so smart to be like, let's use this express pass now and jump everybody, because these people have like 40 minutes on us. And I also feel like this is the type of task that, you know, they could spend 40 more minutes on. And just if you're not getting it, you're not getting it. I feel like they eventually would have gotten it, but maybe take one, two attempts. And after that, I mean, I would have been like, let's use the express pass now, because.
Oh, yeah, I would have used it. If we had it, I'd say let's use it right now.
We'd be like, all right, have a nice day, everyone.
Yeah, Josiah had a bit of a sunk cost thing going on here where he was like, after two attempts, you know, he was like, let's give it one more shot. Well, we can get it. We're almost there. And then it was like next attempt, he's like, one more. And it's like, at some point, just got to. Pull the plug, man.
Back away from the table.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So they like didn't really gain anything because they came in fourth and left in fourth. They just didn't give Brett and Mark the opportunity to surpass them. Then they had to go to this cathedral, and that's where they got the clue for out to dry or for the birds. Out to dry, you have to do laundry, you have to scrub and soap up and wash these clothes in the river. And then for the birds, you have to build an initial nest structure for these storks that fly in.
That was pretty cool. You know, learning about the places that they go to, just they have nests for storks all around the city. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, right.
And this one was really detail oriented. Mm-hmm. It seemed like the teams did okay building the nest, but it was like, what does the nest go on? It took them a while to figure out that it needed to go on the wood and then some other little details like that. So this one was a little bit tricky.
Yeah, what I feel kind of similar on both of them. Like if you were like, oh, I want to do the nest, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. Or if you're like, I think laundry is best, I think that's fine. Like they both felt kind of like even to me. I wasn't swayed one way or the other. I was mainly swayed in, I don't want to do someone else's chores in the laundry, but
yeah, doing the laundry seemed a little bit yuck, but I feel like I would lean towards the laundry because it's like we just put some elbow grease into it. And I, like Han Holden said, it didn't need to be perfect. We heard them say that a bunch of times throughout this episode. So it's like we could just get it to good enough and we just scrub a little bit, check, scrub a little bit, check until we get there. And we don't have to overwork ourselves where the other one, you had to get it precisely correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had Carson and for each section of the detour, we had Carson and Jack arrive in first, Han and Holden arrive in second, and Anna and Jonathan arrive in third. Carson and Jack left in first as Han and Holden were arriving. And then Anna and Jonathan they beat Han and Holden out of the clothing, out of the laundry, when Han and Holden got there first. So like that's another thing.
Yeah, so Han and Holden had some problems in this leg. You know, we talked about their communication. There was one point where Holden said, please just stop talking to me. And I think they were in first, so they weren't even under any pressure at the time. And they got lost, so, and they kept, you know, they had to keep telling themselves just do good enough. Like there's just something about them that I feel like they're gonna fall apart, you know, at any moment.
Them to leave next episode.
I am predicting them to leave next episode. I'm sorry, Han and Holden, but I feel like they're going to at this point. Like Carson and Jack feel like a tier. They're in a tier of their own, in my opinion. And then the other three, I don't know. I feel like the other two have been a little bit more consistent than Han and Holden, but we will see it because I've been proven wrong many a time.
And then the birds. Brett and Mark get there first, shockingly, because they left everything last. And then Alyssa and Josiah get there in second, but leave before Brett and Mark. They found out that they built the nest correctly, but they needed to use the wooden platform and that tarp canvas thing and tie their wires to the wood. And then what Brett and Mark didn't realize that they didn't do was wrap the wires underneath so it doesn't poke the little stork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Brett and Mark had a lot of chances in this episode to come back. You know, they got really lost, but they could have won the head-to-head. They didn't. They got here first, and so it's a shame. You know, they're the way that they were going to make up time was on the tasks. They've been really good at all these tasks this season, but this episode they weren't able to do it.
This reminded me of the season 24. They had to build this wooden donkey to haul wood, and they had to use every part, like every piece. But one of the pieces was the crate that all of the pieces were inside that would then go on top of the donkey to hold the wood. So that I was like, oh, like nobody realized that was part of the donkey. Right. Just like this wooden pallet was actually part of the nest.
Yeah, that was a cool little trick there. You know, mm-hmm. It's like it was on the demonstration. It was right in front of their faces.
Keep everybody on their toes.
Yep.
So with Alyssa and Josiah leaving before Brett and Mark, they were able to find some guy doing yard work and ask him for his phone to get directions. And then Brett and Mark just hopped in their car basically and was like, all right, we're going to just directly follow them and just go, 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 yeah. go. But ultimately, they missed a turn, did not, you know, they just weren't able to make up that time. So Carson and Jack finish in first here. And they went a trip to Helsinki, Finland. Whoa. Pretty cool. Alyssa and Josiah jump into second mm-hmm. somehow. Jonathan and Anna in third, Han and Holden in fourth, Brett and Mark sadly losing the race here in fifth. Who are you backing now, Kyle?
Okay, bandwagon time. So, I think Anna is my favorite person in the show, but
she's tied to Jonathan.
With Jonathan, so I can't say because Jonathan went back to his old ways in this episode.
Yeah, I was gonna wait for a whole segment on this.
Okay. So I mean, I don't know. I just I don't know who my favorite is necessarily, but I will say that I think. Pull up this comment about who's getting the winner edit here.
Who's getting the winner edit so far after leg 10? Negative edit nowadays doesn't always win the race, but it sometimes does.
Sometimes it does. I feel like the Amazing Race doesn't really take that too much into account, but I feel like this is Carson and Jax to lose right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if they don't win, anything is possible. They could win. I just think it's there. I'd be surprised if they didn't because they made up so much time, mm-hmm. right? They were in second to last after they got U-turn, then fourth, and first now. So they have jumped up. So I just think that this is their season.
All right. Well, get on my bandwagon. we have room in here. I want to talk about Jonathan and Anna this leg of the race.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Jonathan this leg. Because he was just so quiet and passive aggressive mm-hmm. and just like eerily calm, but which is unsettling. And it just like, it felt like it came out of nowhere. He even said, "You're the worst partner."
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on here to make him say these things? She's doing her best at driving the car and you're the navigator. She's mm-hmm. doing her best to get the instructions. If you want to get the directions yeah. from someone, then by all means get the directions from someone. But it's like, oh, you didn't write down the north, south, east, west for the directions. It's like, no, I just like wrote down where to turn.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from. They just were in first last leg.
Yeah.
Anna killed that roadblock.
Yeah. And
what is he talking about? Like, there was one moment where they were in the car and he was just shaking his head and he was shaking until she noticed. Like, he shook it for so long until she would, like, give him attention. I don't know what he's looking for here.
But sometimes this type of energy does win the Amazing Race. We have seen, like, these kind of combative couples.
Yeah.
Win the race. So
Scott
it is
Brooke were yes. So it's possible. They are a strong team. I don't know where all this comes from. And like if they're in the finale or something under pressure, like what is he gonna do?
Are we getting a twist for leg 11 next week? My guess is keep on racing leg with elimination used from season 32 and 36 leg 1.
So
like, it could be like you've arrived last and you're out, but you other three keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be. So next week is two nights, right?
Yeah, because it ends on Thursday, right?
Okay, so next week is the finale. So I do wonder, like, I guess Wednesday's the final four, and then... Mm-hmm. Thursday's the final three. I mean, they could. Yeah, just say keep on racing and then I could see that.
Yep. We'll find out, but it's crazy that they're doing two nights in a row, but
I know,
maybe because of the Survivor finale, because that's in 2 weeks. Right.
Yes, that is in 2 weeks, the 23rd. So right. That would be, they don't, yeah, obviously both finales can't be at the same time, and Survivors is probably going to be 3 hours, so.
Yeah, so that's why they're giving us a double day, I guess.
We'll take it. I guess we'll be back next Friday.
Yeah, we'll be back next Friday at our usual time, 12:15, to recap that episode or episodes of The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over and give our overall thoughts on the season. It was also just announced that in the fall, we'll be getting another season of The Amazing Race. So Kyle and I will be back in the fall as well to be racing around the world with all of you. So we will see you next week with another episode of The Amazing Race. Goodbye, everyone.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, ears! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Xelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Xelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, ears! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.